This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump is receiving a warm welcome in India, where he's kicked off a 36-hour visit. There have been a number of presidential photo ops, including a trip to the famed Taj Mahal. At a rally, President Trump said the U.S. will sign an agreement to sell billions of dollars worth of equipment to India's military.
The United States and India are committed to working together to stop terrorists and to fight their ideology.
A crowd of more than 100,000 people had gathered to hear from him and India's prime minister. A team from the World Health Organization is set to arrive in Iran Tuesday to help address the coronavirus outbreaks. New cases are popping up in Iran, Italy, and South Korea. South Korean officials report over 800 infections in the past week, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
South Korea saw a spike in coronavirus infections starting last week. The outbreak has raised concerns the virus is spreading outside China, where it originated, and may turn into a global pandemic. Authorities here have undertaken a massive public health campaign. Residents receive emergency text message alerts when they go near locations that have been visited by a coronavirus-infected patient. The government sends out several alerts per day in English and Korean detailing the latest infection cases. Many major office buildings use thermal cameras to monitor the temperature of people who enter. Some major South Korean companies have been forced to temporarily halt or reduce production due to a shortage of parts from China, where many factories have closed. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Meanwhile, The Washington Post reports the White House could request close to $1 billion from U.S. lawmakers to help boost the nation's response to the coronavirus. This is VOA News. German police say several people have been injured Monday after a car drove into a carnival procession in the central part of the country. A spokeswoman for police in the town of Volksmarsen said the driver has been arrested, but it is too soon to say whether the driver plowed into the crowd on purpose. The incident comes as Germany is still reeling from a shooting spree last Wednesday that left 10 people dead. Protest groups on three eastern Greek islands on Monday have begun setting up blockades aimed at stopping the government from building new migrant detention centers. They've received broad support on the islands, including from municipal authorities and farming associations. The government says it is determined to build detention centers on recently appropriated land to replace overcrowded camps on the islands. Many islanders fear new facilities will only increase the number of migrants and refugees after the government failed to deliver on a pledge to ease overcrowding over the winter months. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns human rights are under assault from a multitude of threats, including the climate crisis, the misuse of digital technology, and power-hungry leaders. He launched a call to action to advance and protect the human rights of all people at the opening of the 43rd session of the UN Human Rights Council. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres calls human rights the ultimate tool to help societies grow in freedom. He laments the erosion of these rights, noting that no country is immune.
We see civilians trapped in war-torn enclaves, starved and bombarded in clear violation of international law. Human trafficking affecting every region in the world, preying on vulnerability and despair.
Guterres says his call to action aims to tackle all forms of inequality and eliminate all forms of discrimination. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Speaking at the opening of the UN Human Rights Council, the head of Libya's internationally recognized government has criticized the international community for not supporting the Libyan people and government of national accord who are under attack by rebel forces. He spoke through an interpreter.
Children have lost their right to education due to the shelling and the closure of schools because of the attacker and those who fund the attacker and provide weapons to them. These must be held accountable.
A 5.7 magnitude earthquake near the Turkish-Iranian border Sunday killed 9 people in Turkey and injured at least 65 in Iran. The quake was primarily felt in Turkey's Van province, where 9 people, including 4 children, were killed. This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts.